please. What?
Please. We're gonna talk. Yeah. Welcome to another episode
of Real Spill.
We can't make this up. So, not me choking. So, as you can tell by the title, actually, we don't even know the title yet. You know, we figure it out as the episode goes on, right? But anyway, in the topic that we're going to talk about, I have a piece of a song. I'm not going to sing it because this hoe is singing in an octave that I can't get. And I don't want to hurt you all's ears. So I'm just going to read it, get my poetic justice Tupac on. So it says, and I can't come to choose what I'm going to do. And my heart sits there quiet if it ain't you. And your love is so sweet that I be a fool. So I guess I'm just settling.
Settling.
Hey, hey, yeah. Guess I'm just settling. Okay, that's it. That's all you're getting today.
That's good.
I know. Yeah, I know a lot of you bitches can't get that Jasmine Sullivan. But hey, Jazz. Hey, girl.
Grammy Award winning.
Exactly. I'm about to say, let's run that bit. Congratulations to our homegirl, Jasmine Sullivan.
Grammy Award winning.
Grammy
Award. Motherfucking Sullivan.
2 Grammy Awards.
Love that for her.
And this is a word that I received when I seen Jasmine get them awards. Mm-hmm. Jasmine had been nominated 12 times previously.
Yeah.
And she never got it. But, I mean, it's still accolade to be Grammy nominated. Mm-hmm. Because not everybody can get that. But she went on a hiatus, came back, and just dropped a wonderful, powerful-ass, like, project. Mm-hmm. And she has been getting award after award after award. And
I feel her
get on the Grammy stage, you know, Billy Porter said, you know, pick up your feelings, you know, mm-hmm. Hotels, and as hearing him like harmonize like with the song, mm-hmm. and Billy fucking Porter, bitch, like Kinky Boots, like Billy Porter, like Pose, like what's his name on Pose? I can't think of him.
Pray Tell
on fucking Pose, bitch. Billy fucking Porter is harmonizing to Pick Up
Your feelings,
as he is presenting her with the award and telling her, you better come get this award. Mm-hmm. Like, this is your time to shine. And like I said, this the word, okay? I just need y'all to hold on a little bit. It hit me. Everything is going to work out in God's time.
Talk about it.
And we're going to talk about this when we do our thing, but
I have one piggyback I'm going to say after that, but go ahead. Okay.
So, it hit me that no matter how long you have to wait, when it's your time, baby, it's going to be your time. And you're going to shine, honey. The Lord is going to set the stage for you to get up there and do exactly what you know how to do.
Yep.
So, I just need, and I've been telling myself for the past week, Callie, be patient. Be patient. Be patient. I'll be in a rush, like, getting ready to cut somebody out because they drive too slow. Like, mm-hmm. why the fuck I say, be patient.
Patient.
Be patient. And you breathe in, you breathe out, and bitch, you be like, we're not in a rush. We gonna try to get the, because obviously it's the reason why somebody in front of you driving so slow.
Exactly.
You know, so we have to look at things a little bit different.
Yes.
And I just want us to, because I know it's kind of, like, hard to, like, even... It's hard to fucking get up and just live, man. I ain't lying to you. Like, you know, we all have those moments. But I ask that y'all just please be patient with yourselves. Mm-hmm. Like, give yourself the space and the opportunity to just be. And don't allow thoughts or other people's thoughts, you know, fuck up what you got going on. Because your mind is the devil's playground. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I'm not about to get sappy on here, but yeah, that's just the word that I want y'all to get. Like, everything is going to work out when it's God's time. No matter what it is, no matter how much you might prepare for something, it's not going to happen if it's not already ordained by God.
Two things before we actually get into the topic. When it comes to just being, when I started my weekend job, my trainer, you know, she, sweet little lady, I don't even think she was trying to deliver the word that she gave. And it was just, it was so simple, but so powerful. She said, don't focus on being perfect. Just focus on being. Mm-hmm. And the way that just resonated with me, like, mm-hmm. don't focus on being perfect. Just focus on being. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to do when it comes to everything.
I feel that.
There's no need for perfection. Just
you showing up is great.
Just be. Mm-hmm. Be the best version of yourself. And
that's it.
And then today, in church. Now, I'm no pastor, but I will say this. Because the word, it was hitting. When it comes to being patient and getting what's yours, the pastor said, do you really think you're going to get your blessings and not have to cry a little bit?
Bruh.
I said,
bruh.
Damn.
Listen.
Then he said, this is how you know he was feeling good. He said, if I recall correctly, a lady by the name of Betty Wright once said, no pain. In order to get something, you gotta go through something.
That is what she said.
No pain, no gain.
That is what she said.
And he referred it back to the sermon, no cross, no crown.
That's...
Yep.
Listen.
Yep.
Listen, this wind down that we're gonna have is gonna be great.
Because oh, honey, I can't wait.
Yeah, like I'm fighting tears right now. So,
yeah,
it's... Listen, y'all, just be patient. Like, we just have to be patient with ourselves. Mm-hmm. Give up. Be... In the words of my best and my therapist, show yourself a little compassion.
Yes.
And give yourself a little grace.
Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
You know, that's going to be the word for the week. Just be patient, show yourself some compassion, and show yourself some grace.
And that's on by do.
Per. Okay. All right. So back to the bullshit.
Got me feeling good.
Yes. That's the way to start the week off. Mm-hmm. That's the way to start the week off. Bitch, I really am getting like teary out of here. So, but anyway, so we're okay. I didn't want to talk about it, but of course it's like hot topic.
Where's this going?
Okay, let's just tell them our take on the Will Smith Chris Rock.
Okay, we got different views.
Yeah, we do.
I feel like Will did what he needed to do for, you know, in his wife's honor. If somebody playing with me, whether it's in public, whether it's in private, whatever, I expect my man to handle that.
Mm-hmm. Handle my lightweight. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And just, you know, street mentality. On site means on site. Like, mm-hmm. It don't matter, nigga, if you on a bus, a plane, a train, church, the sidewalk, nigga, it don't matter.
Bitch, we can be
on site is on site. Mm-hmm. So I don't blame him. I'm not mad at him. And I feel like him getting banned for 10 years is bogus.
It now.
Fuck the Oscars.
10 years is excessive. But of course they make an example out of him. Now.
Pointless.
Now. Okay. We're going to get to that 10 years. I'm not mad at Will for slapping Chris Rock. I'm not mad at it. I understand the why. It's the where. And I get that shit, but. It's literally a time and a place for everything. I feel like that's just my opinion. Now, this is my other thing. Ain't no way I'm getting up there slapping another motherfucker for a bitch that's for everybody.
Now,
that Jada has been embarrassing Will time after fucking time after fucking time. He get up there and slap the fuck out of Chris Rock.
Bro, y'all hear how she elevated her voice? Like, she really mad.
He get up there and slap That motherfucker for his wife. I was getting ready to read that whole for Phil. Mm-hmm. And that bitch gonna say 2 weeks after saying he shouldn't have slapped her.
Now, was that actually real?
I don't know. But then, and Jada has been embarrassing Will for fucking years. Jada is in love with my mans. Can't blame her. Will Smith got on the Red Table Talk and said how he planned a fucking extravaganza for Jada's birthday. Mm-hmm. I just saw this video yesterday. And he said, you know, he had that shit laid fuck out. Like, caterers, like, flowers, had everybody there. And Jada is like, this is the biggest... She wasn't appreciative at all. Mm, she was just like, this is the biggest egotistical thing I've ever seen. it was egotistical. I know he used that word. And you expect me to get up there and slap a motherfucker for that?
Listen, somebody on Twitter said, Jada could be a hoe and still get her honor defended. I ain't mad at it.
But the person, and this is my other issue with Will Smith. The person you should be slapping, you didn't slap.
Incorrect. Because it's not like Will didn't know that August and Jada was fucking.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah.
That was... Jada made that choice to fuck August.
Yeah.
Will knew this.
Yeah.
You can't be mad at that man.
Oh, I'm not. See, the thing is, if I was anybody in the situation, I would want to be motherfucking August, bitch, because I'm getting paid for this shit. August, I seen, just made another song about this shit.
Yeah.
Jada is continuously embarrassing this man.
So, a perfect segue into our topic. Settling.
Will is settling for Will settling for this woman.
Oh my gosh. Will deserves better.
Oh my god. That man from fucking Philly deserves a Will fucking queen. Deserves, do you hear me?
Better. Everybody around the world just laughing at poor Will.
And you know, I feel like he really Will is tired of being embarrassed. Yeah. Like he should have reached over and slapped the fuck out of Jada.
Yeah.
Because, bitch, why the fuck you embarrassing me? You want me to go up here and handle that shit? And then...
Exactly.
You know... No. Yep.
But I saw this past week, this man is standing in the foyer of his home.
And she got a fucking camera in his face.
Got the camera all in his face. So, I forgot what the therapist's name was.
How do you feel about her, like, rekindling something?
Do you feel like such and such has helped our relationship? And we're looking like, if this bitch don't get this camera out of my fucking face right now. And he said something like, well, I feel like you should let me know that you recorded me before you just walk up on me with a camera in my face. And he was like, you know, my internet presence is my bread and butter.
Exactly.
You can't just be coming, put me on the internet like that.
Right.
And what she do, turn the camera to her. We need you. You see what I mean? We need you.
You're
antagonizing him.
See why he got up there and slapped the fuck out of Chris Rock.
Because he wish he could have slapped her ass.
It was, what do y'all say? Misdirected anger.
Yeah. Not what do y'all say. Okay.
You know,
she learning something.
You know.
She be paying
attention.
Okay.
Yeah. Very true. No, he definitely should have. I'm trying to be respectful because alopecia is real.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know where we from, you know what I want to call her.
Yeah.
Okay.
We ain't going to do that on here.
No.
I wonder if y'all can hit this comb going through my hair. Cause I'm
y'all,
twisting
she
my hair
is twisting just... her hair. It's late. You know, it's 9:25 right now. Yeah. So, you know, we got to get ready.
I got a week ahead of me, y'all.
Yeah. You know. Okay, so let's get back into settling. So we're done with William and fucking Pinkett. So what was her name on Set It Off?
Cleo TT. Oh, bitch.
What's the procedure when a fucking gun is to your I head? Mean,
that's my movie, man.
That's the only word I like to see.
Well, let's get into settling.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Well, tell them why we're talking about this. Like, what? Because you brought, the idea to me.
So, you know, this past week, last week, and I think the week before, I followed this page called The Whole Face on Instagram. I don't know if y'all follow them, but y'all should follow them. And I have been seeing, literally every post has been like about women just settling for mediocrity. We as women, we're so used to being treated like scum to the fucking earth. And we're not used to anybody just having a simple fucking conversation with us. And when we get that, we're like, oh my gosh, bitch, I'm getting married tomorrow. Like, wear this purple dress with them gold shoes and have your hair up, bitch, because we going to the fucking courthouse tomorrow morning. You know, we're not allowing anybody to step because we're not used to a motherfucker stepping. But when
we don't know what stepping is.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So why are we taking the bare minimum, somebody treating you like a fucking human, saying, hey, did you eat today? How are you doing? How was your day?
Like, okay, if you care about me, you should be asking me that anyway.
Does anybody actually care?
Good question.
Because, bitch, I care about you, I care about you all the time.
Show me.
Bitch, not once did you hit me up and say, damn, I see you going through it. Or are you going through it? You okay? Like, I'm seeing, like, you're post or some shit like that. I don't post anyway, but just saying, you know, if I did, you know,
this just triggered me a little bit because it's making me think about our conversation earlier. Oh,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, you know, we understand that's what I'm saying. Like, we're settling for the bare minimum,
right?
We are queens, bitch. Okay, we were put on this earth for the man, okay? What the Bible say? We need to be,
His rib?
His rib. Bitch, we're more like a fucking foot. Because we're...
Get walked on.
We getting walked on, and we raising these motherfuckers. Listen, y'all, we're not raising these men no more. They mama should have did that. Can't do it. Can't. But...
Why do people settle? Not just women, because men settle too.
Yo, yeah, men do.
Why do people settle?
I can tell you why I settled.
Okay.
I settled.
Personal account?
Yeah, you know, I settled a point in time in my life because I thought getting mistreated was the thing, bitch.
And just to hear that out loud.
Yeah. I'm just telling you how, you know, that age me was like thinking, like, back then, I didn't know I was getting mistreated. Now, I know I was getting, like, treated like a fucking dog, you know? But that ounce of love that you gave me, I was like, damn, like he giving it to me. Like, you know, I'm not getting, like, yelled at or anything like that. Why was I okay with it? Not saying that I never, like, if y'all know, like, y'all know my mother, like, y'all don't know, but most of y'all know my mom and my daddy. I ain't never seen my daddy, like, mistreat my mom or no shit like that. You know, I've never seen any man okay, let me not say that, okay? But, you know, I'm not used to that. And I don't know, it take one motherfucker to smile on your face, and you be like, damn. Like, he's giving me everything I didn't know that I needed. And then one day, they just take it away, and yet you're still here. On your fucking peasant,
begging.
Peasant behavior.
Very much begging.
And honey, listen, if I can only go back and tell that little girl something.
Dear Younger Me Part 2, bitch.
You know? But yeah, like, the settling, I didn't even know I was settling. I heard people saying it, but it didn't dawn on me that I was really doing that. I guess I was just like, oh, he's gonna change. Okay, you know, it's not now, but he's gonna change. He's going to. I'm waiting. Like, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it's never dropping.
And how long did you wait?
Bitch, the wait is over. Y'all really wanna know? Y'all are gonna judge the fuck out of me, baby.
No, this is a judge-free zone.
Okay. Well, in November, it will be 10 years.
Tough. That is so tough.
It's embarrassing. But what, like I said, we're going to talk about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
healing. I'm so glad this I don't work Friday.
This is a healing moment, okay? Yeah. We're just going to get all that
Speak
shit out.
Speak your truth.
But have you ever settled?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And yes. Just mm-hmm.
Simply yes.
Yes. And mm-hmm. I'm just very, very glad that I've grown to a point where I know what I'm not settling for. Like, mm-hmm. I know the signs. I know the flags. Mm-hmm. Show me one and you out the door.
Show me a half.
I'm not, no.
All I have to do is hear your voice elevate and just, ooh, you bringing me back, bitch. You about to fight over this, bitch, because like, you got me fucked up.
We're not have doing a good that. One. We are not doing that. And that's why, like, and people will be like, you know, why aren't you in a relationship? Because mm-hmm. I'm not settling for nothing less than what I deserve.
You want to know why
I'm not doing it?
It just dawned on me what I used to say.
What?
This is why I settled. You can be like, bitch, I definitely remember. I always felt like, why do I need to build a whole nother house when just the inside of the house is just tore up a little bit? Mm. Mm. Like
I remember this.
This is my thing, y'all. Like,
I remember this.
I probably said this on an old episode, too. Like, old. Like, first, second, third episode, right? But I used to be like, why would I want to pour a foundation for another house
when I already got a foundation
built? When I already
built.
Have a foundation built, it's just, you know, the wallpaper not sticking a little bit, or the glass broke, or the floor's got a little crack in it. I could easily fix that.
Meanwhile,
bitch, the house is in flames.
That bitch needs to be on the demolition list.
Demo now.
like up for demolition.
Because, baby,
this ain't it.
Mm-mm. I don't know. I was so optimistic during that time. And I think women settle because we're so optimistic about the possibilities. Like, we literally have, the possibilities are endless. Like, it's so like, like, anything can happen. That's us.
Yeah.
And men, too. Let me stop saying us, because I know a couple men that have settled, and I'm like, bro. Like,
I currently really, know men.
You deserve way more.
Girl.
You could, listen. Just imagine women and men. Imagine us getting the love and the energy that we put into these old people. Mm-hmm. Bitch.
And that's the thing. I know, like, I'm the kind of person, I know for sure. I got a lot of love to give. Mm-hmm. A lot of love to give. Mm-hmm. And I'm not settling for nobody who can't reciprocate that or even go above and beyond that. You know? I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'll wait my turn. I'm perfectly fine.
Biz.
I will wait my turn.
My mama asked me, was I ready for a relationship the other day? Mm-hmm. I said, I don't really think I am. Mm-hmm. Because I said, I guess I just read too many books, but I just expect a man to just show me.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to show me, you know? And you just have to give me all of that. And I told her, I said, and this is another thing that we talked about the other day, like, and I don't think a lot of women think about this. I want to be with a man that allows me to be in my feminine energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And reason I say that, I don't know if y'all ever met any other BR girls, but we kind of rough a little bit. So, like, the way we talk is just a little rough. Now, if I first meet somebody, I'm very...
Hi, how are you?
Yes, nice. But then, like, whenever I get comfortable, it's like, man, fuck that stupid ass bitch. Like, da-da-da-da, you know? Or if I feel like I have to get that, then I will, you know, in a setting. But no, I've never met a man where I'm just comfortable giving off feminine.
Mm-hmm. And that says a lot.
Because I was never safe.
And that says a lot.
I was never safe.
And that sucks.
Mm-hmm. That really 10 sucks. 10 years, bitch. 10 years. And that whole never was safe.
And you didn't feel no sense of safety.
Of being just my feminine self? Uh-huh. Hell no.
That sucks.
I felt protected. Don't get me wrong. I knew when nobody gonna fuck with me, you know.
I get it. But like I explained, you know, I've experienced, you know, being able to be like 100% feminine. Like, mm-hmm. You got that. Mm-hmm. You got that. But then, on the other hand, and like, not to compare the two, but there's such a big difference. Mm-hmm. Jesus, there's a big difference. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, bro, why do I have to be so tough and guarded and all this with you? I'm not doing it. I don't want to do that.
Right.
That's not the life I want to live.
This is not that song.
No. I'm not doing it. No. And I have no. And the thing about it, because I've experienced being able to be like fully feminine with a man. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why I would settle for anything less than that.
Mm-mm. It makes no sense.
No. Why would I double back? Why the fuck would I do that?
Bitch, we are not in high school anymore. Pause. We're not in college no more.
Right.
Because all that shit was happening in college. Right.
Shit crazy.
Yeah. But I think about that. I've watched like YouTube videos of like women being... I feel like luxurious women that, how can I put it? Women that want to live this life of luxury. Mm-hmm. I feel they, like seeing them mm-hmm. makes me like.
The single really, women?
Yeah, single women. Yeah. Well, and some of them are in relationships mm-hmm. and they still feminine, like, you know. But, well, you know, I never see them interact with their man because, mm-hmm. you know, but. There's this one girl named Maya Galore. I want y'all to look her up. And she just moved to Atlanta. And she... I don't know what it was. I don't know if YouTube be listening to me or what. But y'all were like, oh, go on your solo dates, Kelly. So I go on a solo date. Mm-hmm. And I stumbled across her YouTube. And she was getting ready for a solo date. Like mm-hmm. a get ready with me solo date. And she was just like, you know... child, like, I'm getting ready to go on my date. And I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. You know, I watched like her vlogs and stuff, and now she's in a fucking relationship. She just bought a house mm-hmm. like in Atlanta. Like, sis is really like doing a damn thing. And but to see her being so, you know how women get giddy. You know how we get giddy because we're like, bitch, mm-hmm. like, ooh, bitch, like this, it, that's bad. Like, bitch, I can't even picture myself being soft.
Really,
I can't because I'm so used to being like, oh yeah, this dude, like this. That's my old man, like...
That's my nigga.
Like, that's my nigga.
No. I don't know if I say the words again.
Girl,
listen. My daddy really changed my perspective on that.
Listen, sometimes it just take that one time just to hear you, like, yeah. Damn, that makes sense.
But, and then, thinking about that, I'm gonna let you finish. Mm-hmm. Thinking about that, that's so tough, like, that's so rough, like, oh yeah, this my nigga.
Yeah. No,
I don't want to do that, like, y'all, this my baby.
Like... Oh wait, over here. I just told her I listened to this singer named Tyus. Don't try to get on his dick now because I'm telling y'all about him. But that's my man's, right? He don't know it. But anyway, I was like, my baby really did that. Like, and I said, I stopped myself. I said, bitch, you really did it. But I guess like the way his music makes me feel mm-hmm. is the way I would want a man to make me feel. Mm-hmm. Because he's very vulnerable in his music. He's very... Bitch, if a man could just be that music.
To be Tyus? Like,
okay, not be Tyus, because Tyus work too much. But to be transparent. Mm-hmm. If you can give me your all, I can give you mine. You can bury your soul with me, I can bury you mine. And I haven't... It's like...
You haven't met someone who can... Do that.
No, because niggas is going to be like, I mean, I wouldn't be tripping about no shit like that, but okay.
Fucking aggravating, bro.
You heard it. You heard that shit.
I know.
You heard that shit. You heard how that how he was talking. So
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That man crazy. Anyway, so I don't give a fuck no more.
Bucket.
Two tears in the bucket, sis.
Bucket.
Big fucks. Anyway, but like, if of course we know why women settle, but also why do we settle likewise?
I'm glad you asked that, because I was going to say it's not just relationships that we settle for. Mm-hmm. We settle for jobs. We mm-hmm. settle for clothes. We settle for experiences. No, there's no reason to.
We settle for life.
We literally have no reason to settle. Like, when we went to Virginia the other night and I was talking to y'all about, like, you know, my career goals.
Mm-hmm.
I would be settling if I went and did this right now.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, it's something I think about because I know that I can, but it's like I'm selling myself short
mm-hmm.
if I just stop what I'm doing right now and go do that
mm-hmm.
instead of just pushing through and finishing what I got going on right now
mm-hmm.
and then get a greater reward in the end.
Yeah.
You know.
You gotta crawl before you walk.
No cross, no crown.
No crown.
For real.
Everything is a process.
Yeah.
And we don't need to rush the process.
Yes.
So, yeah. Yeah, I don't... And... I feel like people settle because they don't like to fail.
Very true. Very true.
Sometimes, like Aaliyah said, dust yourself off and try again.
Yeah.
You can dust it off and try again. If at first you don't succeed. You can dust it off and try again. Dust yourself off and try again. Still to you.
All right.
I don't know the words. I think we're going to start doing a...
Please don't.
You know, but no, seriously, like... It's okay to fail, because if you fail, imagine that drive.
Yeah.
That's a drive that you can't even put in words.
Because it's not like failing is going to make you stop.
No.
It's going to, at least this is how I look at it. If I fail at something. Okay, the first time I took my my master's exam, I failed that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Was I hurt? Yes. But it just like put some fire under my ass to really change some things I had going on
mm-hmm.
in order to pass it that next time, because I was not taking it no more than twice.
Mm-hmm.
I had my mind made up. I needed to get that done. I could have settled and not took it mm-hmm. again, but no. No.
No, you have a goal and you're going to accomplish it.
Yes. And it just, I don't know how to explain it. I really don't. I'll say that just kind of like toughened my skin
mm-hmm. a little. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. It definitely toughened my skin. It definitely made me just kind of take inventory of what I had going on mm-hmm. and what I needed to change.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just that fuel to move forward.
That's it. That's it. Imagine. Okay, I'm trying to see if my analogy was going to work. I don't really think it is. I don't think it's going to make sense. I don't think it's going to hit. I think it will hit, but I'm scared. Not scared, but I don't want to be like, okay, Kelly, see, like, get the fuck. Anyway.
Say it off.
Yeah, we're going to figure mic. I'm going to figure it out. And by next episode, I'm going to tell y'all.
Okay.
That's if I remember. Anyway, but yeah, like, the reward, like, after you fail so many times, and you finally, like, cross that fucking road,
bitch. And it takes time.
That is going to be a celebration.
Yes.
Regardless of what any of y'all are doing, you know, people are doing. Not saying it's y'all, but, you know, just speaking hypothetically, but... Like, we just have to remember, like, as I said, You just have to be patient with yourself because mm-hmm. nothing is going to come overnight.
You gotta work, man.
Mm-hmm. Faith without work is dead.
Say that again.
And a lot of y'all be like, oh, I'm gonna pray about it.
Praying is cool. Praying is perfect.
The Lord is gonna be like, I hear you.
But what you gonna do?
What are you doing?
Besides just telling me and asking me to do X, Y, Z.
Like, what's gonna happen?
So, my pastor today said, Jesus is not a DJ who is taking requests.
Hello? Hello?
He is not a DJ who's taking requests. You can't just be like, God, them new Louboutins, like, they cost two bands. Like, I really want them. Can you make that happen for me? Amen. No, nigga, you want them Louboutins? Go work. Go make your two bands.
The Lord literally probably put it in your mind on purpose. Like, you really want them.
Exactly. You want them.
You gotta work
for them. I'm gonna put you in situations to where you can make this money to go get them, but I'm not just gonna drop them in your lap.
Yeah, no.
You gotta work for it.
No.
Girl, don't mm-mm. get me shouting up in here.
What are you saying?
Do not get me shouting.
All of it just be making sense, though. Like, yeah. We need to stop settling, y'all. Like, yes. We are way more than that. Settling is too expensive. Compromising anything, like your peace, mm-hmm. your space, like your fucking mental, like that is too expensive. And settling is a part of that. Bitch, do not settle. We are not settling in 2022, 2023, 24, and years to come, bitch.
Not happening.
Mm-mm.
Not happening.
If y'all see a motherfucker wanting to settle, or you know, you feel like you a nigga wants you to settle, tell that hoe to kick rocks, and I mean it.
Get lost, applesauce.
Shit.
Get lost.
What is this? Girl, not child. If Kwana don't do nothing, they gonna eat, bro.
I'm so weak.
Y'all, not they charge my card.
I am so weak.
All I'm trying to do is record.
It's all good. Do you feel like there are currently any areas in your life where you're settling? That's a kind of personal question.
No.
No? Good.
No, because I'm actually trying to work. Like, the dead weight is off, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That shit, like, I seen a post. Look, we always gotta go back. I seen a post on the Shade Room, and it said, "The Lord, you know, if the Lord don't want you to be with somebody, you'll never have peace." I want to tell y'all, like, verbatim. Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me get it.
Y'all hear me combing through my kinky coils over here?
Where is it? That shit is like crazy, but
you would never know. Damn.
I don't know who need to hear this, but when God doesn't want you with someone, he will never let you be at peace together.
Why is that screaming at me? Why is that screaming?
I didn't realize what it was. Like, I didn't realize that shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said before, like, you young, like, you just thinking one way.
Mm-hmm.
And your thinking is kind of fucked, you know?
Right.
And the way my peace has been compromised these last couple years,
mm-hmm.
and these last couple weeks especially, like, man, hell, fuck no, bitch. Like, that shit is too... My therapist told me every day we have a mental, emotional, like, capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to think, like, anything that's brought our way, is this shit even worth the energy?
Right.
Because you give off all that energy, you come home tired. And you know you had plans to clean your fucking house,
mm-hmm.
get them clothes together, and go take XYZ to go get some ice cream this afternoon. And you too tired because you done gave all that energy up to a motherfucker that don't even owe you anything. Like, all people want to do is come in and fuck up your peace.
I can't go for that. No can do, nigga.
Okay, like, y'all, we have, like, no, fuck that. Like, But, yeah, I'm doing the work.
I like that. I like to hear that. Yeah. I love to hear that, actually. You're doing the work.
Yeah, it's happening. Like, you notice certain things.
Uh-huh.
Self-awareness really takes you a lot. Takes you far.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, you have friends that, you know, get you together. But it's like, sometimes you got to be like, fuck, I am fucking up, man. And some of y'all don't have that. Damn, bitch, I'm fucking
accountability
up.
Pricing.
Like, I am fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and, you know, everybody fights silent battles.
Mm-hmm.
And in those silent battles, you really have to talk to, like, you have to get yourself together sometimes.
Yeah.
Not sometimes, all the time.
Like, I told you, it wasn't a silent battle. Because, I mean, clearly I told you about it. But the fact that I've done all this work and was finna double back, disgusted, bro. That shit's so. Son, I know better.
When you know better, you do.
I know better.
You know, sometimes. Okay, I don't know if this is very out of line and out of pocket, but I'm just gonna go with it.
Okay. Okay. If we need to
no,
take
fine.
It out,
it's fine.
Then
it's fine because I don't think crackheads was nuts. But no, and this no shade to them. This is no shade to them.
Oh,
okay. You know what? I'm gonna make it into like a book, and you gonna know who I'm talking about. So you know, Blue was a crackhead at one point in time.
Uh huh.
Okay, so if y'all read Ethic, baby, I'm sorry. I'm about to do a spoiler. Okay. Anyway, so you know. You know, Messiah went missing.
Uh-huh.
You know, he damn near DOA.
Uh-huh.
And she found she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And had his baby. But in the time she was pregnant, just the sound of a fucking, like,
lighter
or the sound of the stove coming on was triggering her to go back and smoke.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you have those trigger moments. But we have to fight that shit, you know?
Damn.
You know? I'm just saying, you know, it's... Y'all, please don't come after. Please don't come for me. If you come for me, bitch, I ain't sent for you. And I'll beat your ass up anyway. But you know, I
get
what
I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. You know,
I get it.
We slip up, but you gotta slip. We gotta get the fuck back on up.
Yeah,
we trip.
We gotta pivot. We gotta pivot.
Who the fuck was saying pivot on the show?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm tripping.
Maybe you are.
No, I don't think I am. Because I'm going to pivot.
Oh, bitch, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know either. Anyway. So, it is some things that I wanted to go over.
Okay.
With the feminine energy. So, girl, not me on the other group message. Girl, what am I doing?
Y'all, I just want to say my best look good in her black tights.
Oh, thank you. Thank
like
you.
Okay.
Why is going on,
okay.
Bitch? Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. Well, you know, okay, I do need a man, but not right now.
Relax.
Okay. So, while we were talking about, like, what we were going to talk about today, and I was telling her about the whole feminine energy, apparently, of course, you know, it's masculine energy out there as well. So, I just want to go through these and see which one you have and discuss, like, what's the difference. Like, what, you know, what they mean and things of that nature.
Okay.
So, masculine energy is doing. Feminine energy is being.
I feel like I'm 50-50 on that one.
Okay, so what do they mean being?
Just being present. Like, just...
Oh, hell no. Nah. They ain't just, me. I'm damn so doing.
That's what I say. I'm capable of just being. Like, I don't have to feel like I'm always doing something. Like, yes, there are those moments where, okay, let me go do this, let me go do that, let me go do that, just to kind of avoid being, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So I would say like keeping myself busy versus just relaxing.
Okay. Yeah, I keep myself busy from time to time.
Yeah.
Well, in a recent month, I have been just reading. And that's being because I feel like I'm just reading is very relaxing for me.
Very therapeutic.
Like, bitch, I'm in a whole nother world.
Y'all, I am. We gonna get back to this, but I'm really working on my book goal.
Shit,
I fucked up last year, y'all. End of the year last year was just. Bitch, I didn't know if I was coming or going.
It was the end of the year.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all.
That's it. That's all. But I'm actively working on my reading goal this year, so
yes, ma'am.
I feel good.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. What book number you on?
I'm doing 11 audiobooks and 11 like actually physically reading the books.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm on book 7 of my physical reading.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You're getting up there. You're getting up there.
I can do a little something.
I think I finished book 15.
Oh, yikes.
15 out of 50.
Oh, you're going to kill that goal.
Oh, bitch, I'm going to be 50, like, by September.
Yeah.
Once life starts slowing down.
You got it.
Okay. So, this is a... Okay, so it says producing and receiving. Producing is the masculine. Receiving is feminine.
Making shit happen versus shit happening for you.
Making shit happen.
Making shit happen.
Because it... That, okay,
make shit happen.
This is coming from people treating you like the scum of the fucking earth. Bitch, I ain't never.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can't imagine waiting for somebody to do something for me.
Right. What is that?
That's like, the only person I can wait to do anything for me is the Lord Savior, Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
No, no, no. When I get a man and he show me that I can wait, I don't really know, man. That's going to be a battle. I'm going to have to fight.
I'm going to make it happen for you, babe. Don't worry. And then you actually stand on it and make it happen.
Because I will also let you know. Okay. Now, tell me if I'm wrong. If a man was to ever tell me that, I would already have it, like, already going through in the works.
But why?
Because I will never allow you the opportunity to disappoint me.
See?
But that goes on, that also goes to, like, the wounded.
Yeah.
Part of me is like, why am I allowing somebody else to pay for sins that somebody else did?
Hello? Hello?
But we do that, you know. I guess I just have to meet somebody that's just different. Like, you got to sing a different tune.
Yeah, and you can't compare your new to your old. Like, relationship PTSD is a real thing.
Who? That's why I'm not ready for one. I will fight.
It's a real thing.
I don't know. Okay, the other is active and passive.
I'm active.
What is active?
I mean, what is passive? Active? How do I want to explain this? It's like I know what I want to say, but I don't know how to say it. But I know I'm not passive.
I'm probably passive.
I'm not.
Is passive more so like just going with the flow?
Yeah, more like soft.
I'm not an aggressive person.
Yeah.
So I also give I think I give men the leeway to be a man.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
What?
No, I can see that.
Like, I just...
And that's why you feel like you're passive?
Yeah, because...
Yeah.
Okay. I am a passive lover.
Mm.
I'm not aggressive. Mm. You know? to be aggressive is so... It's like I'm putting myself out there and uh-huh. I don't want to do that. Well, no, I'm not saying I don't want to do it. I would love to do it. But I'm not comfortable in being that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I told you I don't tell y'all about my sex life on here.
Oh,
but I will say mm-hmm. I'm learning
mm-hmm.
to be more passive.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like being passive.
If you can put two and two together, then yeah. you know there's another word for passive in yeah. this situation.
Yeah, that's it. That's all.
And I like it. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like, it's... What you want me to do? Okay. So the other one is thinking/feeling.
I would say equal parts of both because okay. I think about my feelings a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very, very in touch with how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
When I feel, why I feel,
mm-hmm.
And I think about that often. So like an even mix of logical and emotional.
It's probably 75-25.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I don't be trying to think about how the fuck I feel sometimes.
I do. I process like, my feelings.
It's like, bro, what the fuck are you like? Literally, I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you feeling like that? Like, bro, what the fuck? I'm telling you. See, all this is gonna make sense come Thursday.
I just don't want us to go to work tomorrow and just talk all night.
Bitch, if I could call out, I would. Okay? I have the time, but she's trying to save it.
Yeah.
Out of this hole, honey. But yeah, like, I mean, I feel my shit, but sometimes I don't know why. Sometimes I don't know what I'm feeling.
Uh-huh.
Cause bitch, I ain't no way I would have thought I was depressed.
I explored that though.
When that whole time, okay, not a hoe. A hoe is an endearment
for you.
Therapist. Well, when that hoe told me that I was depressed, I said, I don't think that. And then she started explaining. I said, mm-hmm. bitch, that was me. She was like, yeah,
functional
you're depressed.
Depression is a very real thing.
She's like, yeah, girl, you're depressed. I said, tell my business, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one is logical and emotional.
Oh wait, I just said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, even.
I'm more so logical than I am emotional now. I don't be crying like that. Not even crying, but I don't even.
What was the one previously?
Thinking/feeling.
So, I would say I'm an equal mix of those when it comes to logical versus emotional.
You're logical.
Very That's logical tough. Because reality outweighs the feelings, baby. I'm sorry.
What I told y'all earlier about that house, that was me. I was very much so emotional.
No.
Now I'm like, that don't even make sense.
Right. The emotions would be there, but then reality gotta snap you back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I'm thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could be out here down bad. Duh.
Girl, tell me about.
Ooh, I was just fucked up. I was just down bad.
Honey. Okay, now this one I don't get. Linear and cyclical. Cyclical. Okay.
So linear, straight. Think a line.
Okay.
So everything straight. Cyclical, like I think circle.
But what does that? Like, in what, use it as an example.
So, with the line, you go from point A to point B.
Oh, it's always a...
Yeah. Okay. Everything's linear.
Mm-hmm.
Point A to point B, like, Ooh. Straight shot.
Mm-hmm.
Cyclical, think a circle. You go around and around and around, like, yeah.
You, I don't know.
You don't know or you don't get it.
I mean, I don't know and I don't get it.
What you mean?
Like, okay, in a situation, okay, let's say the bills got to get paid and we don't get paid till the 15th and the bill's due on the 13th. What the fuck are you going to do?
So,
linear. Let me go borrow this money for somebody. Mm-hmm. And I'll just pay you back in 2 days. Cool. Mm-hmm. You know, you start here. Bill paid. You got an endpoint. Bill paid. Cyclical. You think run around. Like.
Not trying to get to the point.
Yeah. Like a circle.
Oh, bitch, I'm burying my soul in here.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I going to circle for, bitch? I gotta stay somewhere.
Exactly.
My phone gotta be on, baby.
Right.
I'm gonna pay the bare minimum. But the rest won't get paid. That insurance on that car gotta be paid, bitch, because if right. I don't pay, who about to sue my insurance? Not them, you know? Okay, now tell me this one. Then I'm gonna say the next two. The next two are heaven and earth, and then sun and moon. Heaven is the man, and sun is the man. Earth and moon are the women.
Heaven and earth, sun and moon.
Only man I know in heaven is God.
I don't know about that one.
Well, if y'all know, hit us up. Well, okay, you know about sun and moon?
Sun and moon, now.
It's giving signs.
It is giving signs. And what's my sun sign? A Leo.
Yeah.
But they refer to the moon, like, and you know, I love the fucking moon.
Yeah.
Love the moon. Like, they refer to the moon as her. Like, Luna, her. I don't know. I don't really know that, but I do love both. I love the sun.
But your moon is your feelings. Like, your emotions.
True.
I am definitely my moon sign. I act like my sun sign. Uh-huh. Like, my ways is like that. But my emotions is very much so like moon. My moon sign is Libra.
I'm not going to lie to you. I think my moon is Aries, but I'm about to tell you. But I know my whole big three is all fire signs, so that's very telling. Mm. Don't do that. Don't fucking do that. Yeah, my moon is Aries.
Girl.
Don't do me. Maybe that's why, you know, we're in Aries season right now, right?
Yeah.
That kind of makes some sense. Okay.
Bitch, aren't they saying that your ascendant sign, I'm sorry, I'm just looking at what a Virgo is. That's my fucking ascending.
Rising.
But it's saying it can be seen in your personal style and how you come off to people when you first meet. What's a Virgo? Oh,
Beyonce.
I mean, I am that bitch, so.
I know that's right.
That's not even on the, like, cocky shit. I'm just really telling you, like, I'm that bitch. I know. So. But anyway, we gonna talk about that later. Mm-hmm. So the other one is task-oriented. Yes, bro. And the other one is relationship-oriented.
Task. Not worried about no damn relationship. Why are you quiet?
Because I don't know. I have a little tick in my throat. No, it ain't that shit, but... Mm-hmm.
Dude, that shit even still exists.
It does, because my girl Nancy Pelosi got a girl.
Really?
Yeah. Damn. She'll be fine. It's just a little cough. A little sinus infection.
Yeah, at this point.
But I think I'm not going to say I don't care about relationships. I do. But if I got shit to do, then the shit going to get done. If that's how I'm supposed to be looking at it.
I genuinely don't give a fuck about relationships right now.
Oh, like we're talking about man-woman relationships.
Okay, like, romantic relationships, I don't give a fuck.
Hell no, hell no.
My relationships with my friends and my family, yeah, I care about those a lot.
I'm about to say, I don't say I don't care. Mm-hmm. I mean, I care, you know. But hopefully, you know, I don't think you bitches would do anything that would fucking make me spaz on you hoes, you know. Bitch. I don't really like.
The last time you spazzed on me was my 24th birthday.
Like, it really takes a lot for me to spazz.
And that was a lot. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Understandable.
You know, but, you know, I may sound like I go from, like, 0 to 100, but I'm really, like, I feel like I'm the nicest person anybody has ever met in life. I'm too nice. Which, I feel. Yeah. So, but yeah, I think I'm more task. Okay. Okay. Next one is forcing and allowing.
Right now, I'm allowing. It is what it is, and that's all it's going to be.
I ain't forcing shit.
No.
No. Okay, the next one is consuming versus creating. What am I consuming and what am I creating? Because I am...
Does that...
I don't know in what context.
If that's in the context of... Let's just say, like, hobbies.
Oh, yeah, I'm creating.
So, consuming would be like, okay, us listening to other podcasts mm-hmm. or watching other people dance or watching other people skate, watching mm-hmm. other people read mm-hmm. or reviews, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then creating, we're doing that shit on our own.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're in our feminine energy. We're in our feminine bag on that shit. Mm-hmm. So, this one is fight or flight, and then tend and befriend.
I am unsure of that one.
I'm going to say, wait, my anxiety be up. Fight or flight me, please. heating versus cooling. I think I'm more so cooling. I can be heating, but I'm cooling, I think.
I don't know. I wish these came with actual explanation. Right, instead of us just fucking guessing.
Okay, next one. Competition, cooperation.
Cooperation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Talking versus listening. Listening, because, bitch, I don't have shit to say.
That's some real shit. That's some real shit, bitch. I ain't even hold you.
Because you just have to think about it. Like, oh, Kelsey, I need to come to you to tell you about such and such. All right.
Oh, okay.
What I told y'all last time, okay, if you need me to listen, I'm going to listen.
But that's about it.
That's it. Because please don't ask me for advice, because you ain't going to like what the fuck I got to say.
No. I'm definitely in a... I don't want to sound too out of line, out of pocket when I say this, but I'm very much in my Helen Keller phase. I don't want to see shit. I don't want to hear shit. I don't want to say shit. I just... Leave me alone.
Helen.
I promise you, I don't have much to
say. You don't have much, like, to offer at this point.
I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I feel that. Okay, the last one is intellect versus intuition.
Intellect. I'm very smart.
Yeah.
I'm very smart. I go off of what I know rather than what I feel.
I think I'm starting to listen to my feelings more. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm starting to pay attention to certain shit. And I'm just like, I don't like the way I feel when this happens, so therefore it can't happen again. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to allow you the opportunity to do that shit again.
Right.
Bitch, imagine doing me down bad, like, more than once. Bitch, your life is over.
Shame on you.
Pink slip. It ain't even no fool me twice. Pink slip.
Okay.
You gotta go, baby.
When
but
it's done.
Yeah.
When it's done, baby.
That's it. You only had one try. And guess what you did? You fucking failed.
You fucked it up. Y'all just finished twisting my hair.
That's it.
This is a great hour to pass.
Mm-hmm. And they also have wounded masculine and wounded feminine. And I'm just gonna read them off. Wounded masculine is control, aggression, and dominance. And wounded feminine is codependency, inauthentic, insecure. And I just want y'all to go and, like, think about that. Think about which one, like, what are you? Matter of fact, we could put this on the page.
Okay.
And, you know, y'all just go and look at it. And, you know, tell us. You can hit us up privately or text us privately. And just be like, you know, this is me. How can, not how, please don't ask how because I don't know what to tell you. But, you know, just do the work.
Do the work.
We're just going to do the work so that we can, whenever it comes to men and women, when it comes to being with a significant partner, our significant other, we'll be able to be our true, authentic, masculine self or feminine self. Mm-hmm. Women, I just want us to be safe.
Soft.
Safe in feeling our feminine energy. And men, I want y'all to feel safe to be your... Y'all should feel safe. But I'm not about to speak for nobody else. But y'all, I want y'all to feel... I want y'all to feel very comfortable and exuding your masculine energy.
Some women actually don't make men feel safe.
You know?
But that would be a whole nother topic for a whole nother time.
I'm just going to say this. It's amazing how you could be the villain in other people's story.
Been there, done that.
Bitch, if I'm Cruella, give me the motherfucking coat. That's it. That's all I have to say. But no, like, seriously, like, y'all, we really hope that y'all, like, took away from just, like, the side conversation that we had and even, like, the main conversation that we are too powerful. We're too amazing of people to just be settling for fucking bare minimum. Mm-hmm. We deserve to be treated like kings and queens. And if your partner or if people around you are not giving you that, you need to start doing some reevaluating. And sometimes you just have to do the self-work. And a lot of y'all don't want to show up to work. It's okay to clock in for yourself. If you don't clock in for yourself, why the fuck do you think somebody else can clock in for you? This is a word to myself, too.
But I was about to say, we just had this conversation.
You know, but sometimes... And like we always said, like Beth said last time, you have to have an accountability partner. Like, you need somebody to hold you accountable for the things that you said that you're going to do and you're not doing. What the fuck is you doing? Like, sometimes you just need somebody to be like, bitch, what the fuck is you doing?
Yeah. Let me tell y'all how good of an accountability partner. Like, she didn't even have to do the work because she's drilled this shit in me so much. I did it myself. The other night, there was a certain situation. And I really had to check myself. Because I know if I just would have hit best up when the situation first took place, what I ended up telling myself was exactly what she would have said. Like, bitch, what are you doing? And that's all it takes sometimes.
You know,
I've heard it so much from her that I was able to hold myself accountable and do what needed to be done.
Bitch. That's me and that's it in these 10 years. I was like, bro, just go back to what they said 5 years ago, bitch. Like, I hear.
Yeah.
You just go back and you hear things that people have once said to you that you were just blind to the bullshit.
Yeah.
And that's okay to be blind to the bullshit, but don't be blind for too long, bitch. Do not be blind for too long, y'all.
Right.
We are way better than this. Y'all are deserving. Deserving. The word of the week is deserving. Because that's exactly what we are. We deserve to have doors open for us. We deserve for chairs to be pulled out for us. We deserve for men and our women to show up and show out for us. We deserve that. And again, like we said in the beginning, things are not going to happen if it's not your time. And don't think you don't have to go through a storm in order to get to the sunshine. April showers brings May flowers. So just remember that this month. We love y'all. We care about y'all.
Have a happy Easter, too.
Yeah, Easter's happy Easter. Yeah. Also, happy Palm Sunday. I don't know what really happened. I hope y'all got y'all little leaves today. Y'all palms. Girl, palms. I almost called myself the B-word. We'll be talking about palms. We'll be talking about something very much so sacred. So, your palms. I hope you all got your palms anointed and things of that nature. But, yeah, we hope y'all have a grand week. Because you deserve.
Mm-hmm. You deserve.
All right, yeah. She's not, we're not going to let her do this, so...
We about to, y'all.
But yeah, we love y'all.
Dip up out of here.
We love y'all, and we're going to talk to y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye.